Morning.
Morning.
Worship is what we were created for. This is the final end of all existence, the worship of God. God created the universe so that it would display the worth of His glory, and He created us so that we would see His glory and reflect it by knowing and loving it with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's a quote by John Piper there. So, to call us to worship today, I'll be reading from Psalm 8. O Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and infants, you have established strength because of your foes, to still the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than the heavenly beings and crowned him with glory and honor. You have given him dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, the beasts of the field, the birds of the heaven, the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Let us pray as we come to worship our Lord. Almighty, precious Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity we have to come together today to be a corporate church and worship you. Father, I just pray that we would see this as the great opportunity it is that we lowly sinful beings can come and worship before you, the Almighty Creator of everything. I pray that our worship would be sweet to your ears and that we would continue not only today but throughout the rest of the week to worship you in all that we do. In your name, amen.